in order to create backing tracks for modes, you could A, just not create them and go on YouTube and type in C Mixolydian backing track. I'm sure they have all that. I know they have it. I've seen it, you know. And but in order to understand the theory of how did I come up with chord progressions, I'll keep it very simple. When I was in Ionian, you can use any chords in the C major or any, let's just choose C as our example, any chords in that harmonized scale like C, D minor, E minor, F, G, or G7, A minor, B half diminished, and C. Any of those chords will work. Just make it sound like C and not one of the other modes. Like if you keep going back to A minor, it might sound like Aeolian, as you know. All right, next. Dorian, I'm just going to give you a common progression. I would do a 1 minor and a 2 minor. And that's it. Alright, so I'm just going to tell you what the common one is. 1 minor and a 2 minor. So in this case, I did C minor and D minor. For Phrygian, I did a 1 minor and a flat 2 major. You could also do a flat 7 minor if you wanted to. Or you could do both like I went. So in this case, C minor, D flat, B flat minor, C minor. Phrygian, I played C and then a D with a C in the bass. I keep the C in the bass, because if it's just C and D, it sounds like, to me it always sounds like Dreams. I don't know if that's exactly, why didn't I do regular C and D? Because then it might sound like Mixolydian. Or it might sound like you have to be careful not to accidentally flip-flop the mode into some other. All these modes share the same 7 notes, so it could be easy to flip-flop the mode. So that's why I keep C in the bass, to add stability to an otherwise floaty mode, if that makes any sense. And then the Mixolydian, I just did a C major. Now remember, Mixolydian's a major, so you have to do a C major, but then I did like B flat. And why did I choose that? Because B flat is the flat 7. And so if I didn't choose a chord that had a flat 7 in it, like maybe G minor, that would work too, because it has a B flat in it. Then if I didn't do that, it might just sound like Ionian. So that's why I did that. And then for Aeolian, I did like a 2-5-1. I did C minor, and then D half diminished to G. Now I did G7, which is cheating a little because it introduces a B note, which is not in the mode, but you could do G minor, like the C minor, and then D half diminished, G minor. Or, you know, to make things simple, how about just C minor, F minor, and G minor? Sometimes you do G7 just because it sounds better, but that's a technicality. Next, the Locrian is it's tough. The chord itself is like a C half diminished, so so it's easy to flip flop this mode since it's so unstable. So I did C half diminished and then like D flat with a C in the bass. Like D flat major 7, but C is still in the bass, B flat minor where C is still in the bass. So I went. Just because it's so unstable. If you just do this. Like the D flat is so strong that it makes it sound like that's the one chord. Instead of, you know, tonic and then something else, it sounds like the 5 and then the 1 in a completely different, so the mode has been flip-flopped. Does that help at all? I have a whole, the presentation I have on the modes, there's three parts, and part two, I can't remember which part, is where you have a chord progression. I think it's part three, actually. You have a chord progression, and you have to identify the mode based on that. It's really fun. You should definitely go through it.